You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
95BFM, tonight at Whammy Bar, there's a free showing of a... of just free preview video, a video movie, a video piece put together by a gentleman called James Borrowdale. Hi, James. How are you?
G'day. Good, thanks.
James in the studio with us. And a toxicologist and emergency doctor called Chip Gresham. It's called Sin City, New Zealand's Synthetics Drug Crisis. So that's playing tonight at Whammy Bar for free. James, tell us all about it and why do you do this and why are you doing a free showing?
Well, this project sort of just grew kind of organically out of sort of the reporting that we'd sort of done on this issue. When
who's we? We is...
Vice New Zealand.
Had done
on this issue. When this sort of became a crisis point, you know, June, July last year, lots of people were dying and stuff. And, so we just did a lot of reporting on that. And then I think it was on one of our Instagram or Facebook posts, someone said, you know, you guys should do a video. You should do a documentary on this. And then we sort of all just looked at each other and thought, yeah, of course we should, and that's sort of its genesis.
And sort of around that time, in sort of, would you say June, July?
June, July last year, yeah, is when it sort of first really...
It was still sort of a bit, no one really knew where it was coming from, no one really knew what it was, people still not sure what it is, but it was starting to become apparent that there was a lot of it going on throughout the country.
Yeah. Absolutely, and I think at that stage there was a lot of misinformation flying around about exactly what it was, and some of that misinformation came from official sources and then just conjecture around it. Now I think we know a bit more about exactly what it is and obviously the harm that it's doing.
Do we though? We know that a few people have been arrested and we know more people have died. Do we actually know what it is that they've died from? Do we know how they got it? Do we know why New Zealanders want to get that wasted?
Well, what it is essentially is synthetic cannabinoids, broken down, usually imported from overseas. Generally, China seems to be the main importer, or main exporter, sorry. Broken down with some kind of agent here and then sprayed on some kind of smokable plant material. The reason why it's caused so much harm is generally an issue of dose, not the actual chemical.
Right.
So it's made really unscientifically, you know, it's sort of sprayed on this material. If you sprayed one part of this material, you know, more than once by mistake, then that is
super strong packet of that stuff, yeah.
And no one knows, you know, what they're getting when they get each packet, so.
Does this include the synthetic cannabis or the stuff that was being sold that at one stage, I can't remember the brand name now, that was just trucking out of the dairies, that's almost every dairy had, and there was one or two big brands, then they got told to shut down and it got kicked out of the dairies and that was all, and that whole empire finished for them. Does it include that stuff as well?
Yeah, so
I can't remember the brand name.
I think Chronic was one.
Chronic, that sort of stuff.
Yeah, so...
They were selling an awful, huge amount of that, and so they got the government shut that down, and then, so is this including the time that it was on sale, or after?
Well, what have we found talking to people whose lives are affected by this is that, for the most part, people became addicted to this stuff when it was, you know, you could buy it over the counter in a dairy, legally. And then in 2013, there was the Psychoactive Substances Act, which in the end essentially criminalised it after some amendments to that act.
Yeah.
And then it's just sort of gone underground. So, and now there's no, obviously, regulation or
right on. So, and so, so where did you go first? What's the first place you went to get the story?
Well, like I said, it just sort of flowed quite naturally out of some reporting I'd done earlier. It was just building relationships with people, and we really didn't want to sort of feel like we just parachuted into lives and then disappear, you know. We wanted to build...
Mainstream news style, yeah.
Well, we just wanted to build, you know, meaningful, trustful kind of relationships with our subjects rather than just feel like we were, just using them for the story.
What sort of things did you surprise yourself with doing a story like this? Did you find that it was more widespread than you thought? Was it Was it more underground than you imagined? Was it,
I think we
going every Tom, Dick, and Harry doing it sort of thing. Or?
I think going into the story, going into this video, the documentary, we already knew how widespread it was. I think surprising. I think just the massive effect that it's having on some communities, and also just that we're still not this, that we're still not talking about this.
Exactly.
This is not sort of front page news. Where, you know, at least 25 people have died. That to me seems like it's definitely newsworthy.
Yeah, totally, totally. And it's still sort of it's the question's still there as to why people want it so bad as well. That's what I can't understand. It's on the whole, it looks like a pretty shit time.
Absolutely, and yeah. I think that is also something that we sort of came to. Investigate over the course of this, and I think people become addicted to it, physically addicted. So that, I mean, obviously that's one part of it.
Much more so than cannabis.
I mean, it seems to be.
Yeah.
I think that's just, you know, some of the stuff is 60 to 70 times stronger than
right,
cannabis.
Right. Okay.
So
that's a lot of brain exercise for someone who's just wanting to get a little bit wasted.
Yeah,
isn't it 60, 70 times more high than you were than you sort of set out to get?
Well, I mean, who knows how high someone set out to get?
Yeah, true. But it's quite freaky, you know. It's like that's not just having a puff on a joint; it's having a puff on a joint that could go there or there or there.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's a scary thing for people, and people don't necessarily know, you know, what strength. What they're getting is when they smoke it. You know,
what do you think it is still sort of lurking around in the shadows as opposed to being talked about the way it should be?
I couldn't really say. I think
because it's drugs.
Could be, but I mean, I think if we were talking about a bad batch of ecstasy that had killed, you know, 20 kids and middle class kids, I'm sure, you know, this would be a huge story. This does tend to affect, as lots of drugs do, sort of poorer and more marginalised communities, I guess. Perhaps that's the reason, I don't know.
Oh, interesting. And so Dr. Chip Grisham also was part of it. What was his role in it, sort of just to...
So he's a toxicologist and emergency doctor at Middlemore. So he sort of... he was really good at helping us understand sort of the effects as far as they are known, which they're not, you know, definitively known, of the stuff on the body and the mind. And also, he was really good at explaining the seizures and stuff that people were...
Seizures, you see? Seizures, yay. Mm-hmm. And so tonight at the preview, after the screening, you're going to have a panel discussion hosted by yourself with an ex-user, Trey. Dr. Chip Grisham is going to be there, and KAD, Senior Advisor Joy Davidson, to talk about what everyone's just seen. What time does it start?
So doors at 6:30 for a 7 o'clock screening, and then the panel discussion will follow after that.
All right. Hey, cool. Thanks for coming in, James. Thanks for putting that together. Vice, thank God for Vice. Cheers. Thank you very much. So that's tonight at Whammy Bar. What time did you say?
Doors at 6:30 for a 7 o'clock screening.
Right on. And a panel discussion afterwards. Cheers. Thanks for coming on.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.